And here we are with another exciting midday ahead of us. Norman and Vicky, and...
And we also have two musicians with us today, Victor Gordinsky, who's playing guitar, and Fred Middleton, who's playing balalaika. And they're going to play a couple of pieces for us for in our studio here, and they're also performing a concert on Friday night at Mills Concert Hall, the Balalaika Association of America.
It's a UW Russian Folk Orchestra 10th anniversary concert.
And it's going to be a gala event, and I imagine it will be as colorful as it has been in the past in terms of costumes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we actually will have about 40 people. Yes, we all wear costumes, and we'll have not just orchestral selections, but we'll have soloists, various soloists, dancers. There will be a little of everything for everybody.
And let's see, this is an orchestra of how many people? Did you say like 33 or so?
Well, the orchestra currently has 33 people, but we'll have some guests, so we'll probably be up to 40 on stage.
Filling, you'll really just fill that stage, don't you?
Well, we'll see, pretty much, yes. Yeah. So it's on Friday at 7:30 p.m. at Mills Hall, the 10th anniversary of the UW Russian Folk Orchestra, yes.
Now, Fred, you are playing, I know that there are different voices of balalaikas, and this one is?
Prima balalaika, the soprano.
So they go all the way down to large bass.
Contrabass.
Yes.
Three of those.
We have three of the contrabasses. Well, would we want to start with some music?
That sounds like a plan.
All right. What would we be hearing here?
Okay, we'll play a song called My Country.
Country.
From two members of the UW Russian Folk Orchestra, Victor Gorodinsky and Fred Middleton. I was just looking at the CD that you have here, and you include quite a few guest musicians. Will that be the case with the concert on Friday night?
Yeah, we will have not the same guests, but we will have, we will have several, probably five soloists or so. Some of them are local, but we have a wonderful gypsy singer flying tomorrow from California, and Judy Sherman. And then we'll have two UW School of Music professors will be performing with us also, Mark Fink on oboe and John Ely on trumpet. Plus, we'll have our dancers from Milwaukee. It's our Kavkaz Russian dance ensemble. And we'll have a couple of singers too. Hopefully, Leonard Backstrom, the baritone, and Jackie King, who is a vocal student here.
Do you think, I'd like to hear the whole orchestra. Is there a particular favorite on your CD that you'd...
You can hear the first one, Daydreams Waltz.
All right, how about that, Norman?
Daydreams Waltz it is. With some lively stuff.
It's called The Daydreams Waltz by one V. Andreev.
Yes. Vasily Andreev was actually, we think of him as the father of the modern balalaika orchestra. He was a Russian nobleman who heard, or so the story goes anyway, heard the balalaika, or the ancestor of the balalaika, we don't know exactly what it looked like, played by some peasant, and he just became really enraptured by the sound. And so he was a nobleman. He had the money, and he actually started. He learned the balalaika himself, and then they started. He found a luthier, and they started making all these different balalaikas of different sizes. That's one of the theories anyway. And that's how the modern Russian folk ensembles came about.
But those,
he also was a composer, yeah.
Those accordions came from somewhere, though.
Well, yeah, but accordions is a different story because we in the orchestra currently have two accordions and one bayan. Now, traditionally, Russians use bayans, which essentially are accordions, but the main difference is that in the right hand, accordions have piano keys, black and white keys. Bayans have buttons, such as on the left hand. It's actually a more versatile instrument, and it's not easy to play, so we have one of them. Yes. We also, in the orchestra, we also have, so we have balalaikas, we have domras, that's another string instrument of oval shape. We have accordions, we also use flute and oboe, and sometimes percussion, just a regular Western symphony-style percussion.
Now, all of these people come from, well, from Madison, but from farther places, too. How do you get together to practice?
Well, we get together once a week on Thursdays, and most people do live in Madison or Middleton, you know. But we do have a couple of people that commute from Milwaukee and the Dells, Wisconsin Dells. Yes, it's devotion, yes. But most of them are from around here, yes. And we have probably, I would think, about 80% of our players are UW students. We do have a couple of community members. We have several retired UW faculty, so it's diverse.
Is that something that's actually taught at the UW, balalaika performance?
No. Unfortunately, no. No, the only country where I can think of where these instruments are taught professionally is Russia. Yes.
And are you responsible for organizing this particular orchestra?
I sure am. Guilty, yes. Yes, this is our 10th anniversary, so I moved to Madison from Illinois in 95. And in 96, I started trying to organize this group. And it took a while, you know. But in 1997, we had our first concert at Mills Hall, actually, the same place. We had about 8 people, I think. And our repertoire was 5 songs or something. But we certainly have grown since then.
Yes. And Fred, how long have you been with the orchestra?
Since the beginning, yes.
Do you have another piece you'll play for us today?
No, sure. This is one of the probably most famous Russian songs, The Moon Shines, or sometimes it's known as Brightly Shines the Moon. Same thing.
Gather there's an element of comedy in some of the performance here. There's a kind of a whimsical nature to some of this music.
Well, sometimes. Actually, the way I like to do it as a director, our concerts usually are somewhat informal. I mean, we play music, but I like to talk to the audience a little bit sometimes, make a couple of jokes. You know, we like to have light performances, which doesn't mean that we don't play serious music. We play lots of different music. It's mostly Russian folk, but we play some modern music. Sometimes we do a piece of Western music. In fact, this particular concert on Friday will be quite diverse. We'll have lots of different styles and music, etc. But we still, I like to keep it light, if you know what I mean, yes.
And not to give too much away, but you have a couple of surprises planned.
Yes, we have 3 surprises, if I remember correctly, yes. And since they're surprises, I can't really divulge that now. Otherwise, they won't be surprises. But yes, there will be 3 things that I specifically did not put on the printed program, but will be playing them, yes.
What about the dances? What kind of dances would one expect to see with music such as you've been playing?
The dancers, as I mentioned before, they're called the Kavkaz, which means Caucasus in Russian. Kavkaz Russian folk dancers of Milwaukee. It's a fairly big group. I think there are 15 of them that will be here on Friday. They've been together for, 15, 20, 25 years maybe. Yeah, I'm not really an expert on dances, but they do, from what I can tell, we've worked with them before, they do traditional Russian folk dances, and you know they have these wonderful, colorful costumes. You'll just have to come and see it. Yes,
find out what those dances are.
That's right. They do three dances, I think, this time at the concert. Yes.
Well, and the concert is Friday night, 7:30 at Mills Concert Hall. And if you want more information, there is a website you can visit. It's musicmadison.com/Russian. And I noticed on your CD that you have mostly Russian tunes, but the last one is a very Wisconsin piece, and I've never heard this piece played on balalaikas. I'm just wondering if you'd mind if we play that.
On Wisconsin? No, right. Go right ahead. We are in Wisconsin, after all.
So there was some spontaneity, I understand, in that. talking of surprises, I guess even Victor was surprised when Leonard Beckstrom started singing On Wisconsin.
Caught up by the spirit there. The UW Russian Folk Orchestra. And thank you both for being with us this midday, Victor Gorodinsky and Fred Middleton. We look forward to your music. And actually, we'll hear a little bit more of it right now. This is an Uzbek folk dance. Do you care to add anything about this particular piece?
Well, Uzbek is, you know, from Uzbekistan, which used to be a Soviet republic, but it's Central Asia, so it's not Russian at all. This is Uzbek folk dance, Derima.